Keep returning to my Uncle Benny, once robust and capable, spending his last days in hospice care. The man had been burly. There could be no better word to describe him. My father's younger brother, a cop with the 94th precinct his whole life, never bothered by so much as a hangnail, now desiccated and diminished by lung cancer. The last surviving member of my immediate family. My intention had been to visit him sooner, before the last stretch of his illness rendered him semi-conscious. But the move from Brooklyn, selling the old house in Greenpoint, processing all the papers for my new job with the Dallas Police Department, took longer than expected, and by the time I arrived at the hospital in Florida, his place of retirement, he had begun losing the thread of awareness due to all the pain meds. He had been sleeping when I entered the room. Someone had covered him with a thin sheet up to his chin. His face glistened with the dew of a morphine sweat. One arm lay on top of the sheet, and the IV, threaded into a prominent vein on his hand, had backed up with blood. The bag hanging overhead was flaccid, empty of fluid. Before ringing for the nurse, though, I traced one finger gently over his knuckles. He stirred and opened his eyes. He smiled. Betty. I leaned over and kissed his cheek. Benny, how are you doing?
As you see.
He inhaled raggedly and grimaced. I reached for the call button. Are you in pain? He stopped me.
Not too bad yet. Talk to me a while. Once they dose me, I won't know you from Eve.
He began to shiver, and I found a blanket and tucked in the edges, like he was a child. I pulled up a chair at the bedside and took his hand in mine.
You got the paperwork taken care of?
He asked. Yeah, I nodded. I leave for Dallas tomorrow. He smiled.
You gonna get a horse?
I laughed. The only horse I ever plan to ride is the coin-operated pony outside of Nearguards.
You still running?
He asked. Every day. 7 miles yesterday. 6 this morning. Benny stared at me for a long while.
You look good, Betty. Grown into those long legs and wild red curls of yours. Just don't expect things to be any different in Texas. You end up with the same shit on the bottom of your shoes you'd pick up on Franklin or any other street.
I know, Ben.
And don't take any crap from the Yahoos.
My uncle privately called any cop outside of New York or Jersey a Yahoo. But I hadn't been too worried about the Texas cops. That is to say, I knew I was going to get crap. My biggest challenges had come from my own family members, many of them cops, who could dish out crap with the best of them. I bobbed my head once. Right.
Okay.
He nodded back, done with his lecture.
How's Jackie?
I smiled gratefully at him. He was the only one in my family who had ever mentioned her name.
She's good. We have an apartment lined up.
I rolled my eyes. But she's already house hunting. He wagged a finger at me.
Take my word for it. She'll be wanting rugrats next.
His gaze drifted to the St. Michael medallion hanging at my neck.
Your mom would be so happy to know you wear it. You're the third Rizik woman to have that medal.
I made a face. Yeah, but probably the first to wear tactical boots.
Don't you believe it, he says. In World War II, the Germans on the Eastern Front used to carry cyanide pellets in case they fell into the hands of the female Polish resistance fighters. You come from a long line of fierce Kobietti.
Grimacing, he pressed his free hand over his chest and breathed rapidly, as though he were racing the devil.
Christ,
he said. His breathing slowed after a moment, and he turned his head to me.
Look me in the eye and tell me you're happy.
I'm happy, Benny.